just forgot their name, so you know, it's, sorry, you just forgot the whole.
Okay.
So, do you know them or?
The names?
Yeah.
Yes, or?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm just, you. Okay. And what's your name?
Paul Easton.
Paul.
WIESZ.
Z.
What's your name?
My time.
Sure. Sure.
Maybe, yeah. I was a little short on time.
Yeah, me too, so.
Yeah, same.
No, just, there's my.
Oh.
So, let's have a look, we're 40 minutes, so it's whatever. So, we have. So we have 40 minutes for this second meeting. We have to make sure that we going that we are sure that we are that we know what we're going to make and what the project is going to like look like. First, I have the notes of the last meeting, so I show them to you. No, sorry, I just escaped this one. How do I escape this? How do I escape this? Is the presentation?
Left.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And sorry. Okay, so have a look at this one. Okay, so the points we had last meeting was the should be a universal remote control. No, that's I just got an email from the. From the personal coach, and it should be a TV remote control only. So, have you changed that part? So yeah, it still has to be a remote control for kids. Now it's still the same. Are these points we have to look at? You will know them. But there's another point. The main people. Interest of this company are 40 plus people, so they are old and not younger people. You have to look at that as well. Especially old people, maybe bigger buttons or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. So just you can do your presentation for the
okay. Well, my name is Jens Dolman.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll start. I've used the marketing report on the site. I think you've read it too. And furthermore, I served it in the other side.
I didn't read it, so.
You didn't read it?
I didn't get it.
Oh, okay, I was the only one who got it. Okay, it was a report about an experiment with a lot of users, and they had a lot of findings in their report with statistical with statistical proof. So I had three pages with findings, and a lot of findings. So we can use this to. Create our own remote control. 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly. Yeah, I think that's a lot. So we have to make a beautiful remote control. 80% of users would spend more money when a remote control would look fancy. I think this fits at the what Michiel said about older people. Older people will spend more money for something and what's good, because younger people are more critical about where they spend their money at. 75% of the users said they zap a lot. Well, okay, that's normal. I think we have to make good zap buttons. That's one of our requirements.
Last one is quite interesting.
Yes, 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons.
So
I know already said it.
Yeah.
And maybe our full open system is a good one, but I don't think it's.
No, if you have the 10% on the top, then you're.
Yeah, the 10% on the top,
yeah.
Then that's a good one. Page 2, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. That's exactly what we said about maybe a home station for it, to recharge the batteries or something. I thought maybe we could make a clap system, so when you clap in your hands it will beep or something. You must find it quickly.
Maybe just a button on the home station, so remote control beeps and then you click that button on the home station.
Okay, yeah, we can combine that. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. I think we must take a look at this. It's only 34%, but it's a tough one, because if we make a whole new product or own style, this is so difficult, a difficulty, I think. Next, remote controls are bad for RZ. Yeah, but only if they zap a lot and they watch over 5 hours TV or something. We mustn't look too much at the last point. Okay, last page. The last experiment was about gadgets, like speech recognition. We didn't think about that already. And an LCD on the remote control. We already thought about that. They finally had a conclusion that younger people under an age of 45 are more interested in new features, but they are more critical. And older people want to spend more money, but they don't want to have a lot of new features because they're in their old thinking way, and they want to keep the old things the old things.
So we have
But you already said that the company was about 40 plus clients.
Yeah. So we just can skip the LCD.
I think we can speak. We can skip speech recognition directly, because
yeah,
it's not reachable for €25. Then I have my personal preference. Okay, that's not very good, because I thought about television, DVD player, stereo, and VCR. I had a question about, but it's already out of the question. My point is, well, if we may make a remote control for only television, I think it's hard to sell it for €25, but it's the exercise.
Because it's too expensive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Only for television. On the market you can now buy for €20 a remote control for everything. And we only make it for television, so we must make it very special.
Yeah, good usability, so you can use it.
Okay, I thought about the home station. It must be simple, because the elderly people need to use it. And I found the motto, and we put the fashion in electronics. And that's the motto we are referenced to for our style. We have to make a new product, we have to be one of a kind.
So it has to look
the company is about their own fashion, their own style.
Yeah.
But old people are not looking for that.
Well, I think
not really.
I think the main thing is the usability. That's why we can make it a special product.
To keep it simple.
We also have to stand out, because there are already, like you said, so many controls out that supports a lot of stuff, but we have to make sure that we're better in usability and stand out by just the looks of it. So maybe it's just a different color or a different shape. So.
Okay, this was my presentation. I don't know.
So follow up to
these questions.
It's on the net.
There it is. Okay, technical functions design. Okay, well, so we have broad audience, which isn't, that isn't true anymore, but we have elderly people, so we need to keep it simple. The way I want to keep it simple is to use the standard, so standardized methods, like on all remote controls. Not to fool, like Jens already said, only 10% is being used.
So what do you think of only the numbers and the on off button?
Yeah, I have it on the next page, but
right.
Yes, basic functions like numbers and that sort of stuff. So the options that we put on there should be easy to use, and because you have more room then, and for elderly people, big buttons, an icon on it or a text on it, so it's very clear what that button does, so it doesn't take much time to figure out how to use it. A way to find out what people use is maybe just use questionnaires on the internet, or just ask some random people, elderly people, what they use, what they want on remote control, to find out. But there was already in one done. Well, functions I could think of, volume, channels, the basic, I called it the numpad, just 1, 2, 3, etc. Text service options, basic on off, and I found in, could I think of favorites? I always look up the same pages on text, and I always have to click the numbers. What if you could make a new option, which you just have to press one button and you get on your. Yeah, but then you have to remember what favorite is what channel, so you might as well remember the number.
No.
Maybe,
you
maybe it's too complicated. I'm not sure.
Well,
it's
it was just thought, so I would find it handy to think when you just press one button and you get on 666.
Yeah, okay, but how can you remember what channel connects to what?
Well,
what
I was reading on the page, remote control just sends commands, basic commands to the television. So switch to channel 6.
Yeah.
So button 6 says 6. And if you make favorites, it can say 666 in a row. Just numbers.
Yeah, okay, but
in the
for a user to remember, if I press that button, it goes to that channel.
Well, if you set a favorite.
Yeah, but isn't it hard to remember, like favorite one?
Well,
for me,
yes,
if I use my telephone, I never use those buttons to
question.
Never.
Oh. Okay, no, well, maybe not.
If I don't do it, maybe old people.
No, maybe elderly people.
Yeah.
Right, they don't like new features, so maybe not. Well, play pause. I don't know if it's usable.
It's not
anymore for TV. Right, on off. I don't know, did I miss any other buttons? Basic buttons? I couldn't think of any other, especially not for TV.
Just on the front as well, that's only thing.
Next and previous I know, but next channel? Just a channel, what I mean is
like a web
6,
browser?
7, 8.
Oh, okay. But there's also a button to go to the channel you've been before, like a web browser.
I know, I don't have.
Yeah, I know what it is, but I think it's
yeah, I don't
for
think you use that.
Yeah.
Only when you want to go to. Yeah, just use. When you want to switch between channels all the time.
How
yeah.
do you want to do it? Like, if you have a channel above 10, normally you can press 1.
Yeah,
zero
I think, especially for older elderly people, use the standard button, so you have that.
The 10 plus.
Yeah, the 10 plus button.
just one pressing quickly after each other. Just to keep it simple, our standard features.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a problem to, because you have to be fast enough, maybe the elderly people.
But I think that's in the TV as well. That's how the TV handles it. But you can have a button that says two stripes, so you have like a
yeah,
5 seconds period to press those two buttons.
As what Paul says, it's not a remote control. That makes the TV do one, two. It's the TV who depends that it must be 2 seconds or 3 seconds or 1 second that you must type.
So
one.
If you have a universal TV controller, you need that one button that has two stripes to have a period of, I don't know, 5 seconds to press those buttons. And that, you know, for elderly people to look, one, two, press and aim.
Do we still need a two-level remote control? Because if you only have
it's only for television.
So I don't think so.
No.
I just thought of another one. Most things in modern TVs are also on the menu.
Yeah.
So you also need a menu button, and then navigation. But we can integrate that with volume and previews and next. So you have.
I think you really have to divide between functions you often use, like maybe switch channels and volume and that kind of things, and the menu button, because you almost never use the menu button.
Yeah,
so
okay. But,
maybe it's still a good idea, I'm not sure. You also have to use a mute button to.
Yeah, mute button, yes.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't know where I have to put it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a later step. You just now have to figure out what to put on,
okay,
what we're
yeah.
going to use.
Yeah.
And later we can do the design. Okay, now my personal preference is using the standards, basic. I think that we should stand out unique, being unique with the design. So we have to, I don't know, make a different shape than usual. So when you are in the shop and you see our TV controller hanging, that it stands out, not just in a row, and you see all the same remote controls.
Does it have to be different colors? Or
I don't know, different colors.
And we can give it out in different colors. You can choose blue.
It's like an
yeah,
iMac or something. So make it
yeah, well, why not?
That's fancy. That's
so it looks cheap as well, because it's a small thing, it's only 20 euros. It looks very cheap if you make it.
Well, maybe you can look at mobile phones.
Oh, yeah.
On our phone.
Hmm?
Yeah, we have to look at mobile phones.
They're designed very well, and well, basically are the same, just a bit smaller. You think you can't make a TV controller too small, because then you will always lose it. That's well, I think that's a good example.
Okay, you have to hurry up with that.
Okay.
Well,
you
finished?
Okay. Yeah, we discussed everything.
Okay. Well, the working design. The method I use is search the web. Just a web page provided. Basically, I'm not very technical educated, but I could figure it out. Basically, what happens is you press a button, then the circuit gets closed by pressing the button, like a switch. And by closing that certain circuit, the chip knows what button is pressed, so like you press one, that circuit is closed, and then the chip produces a pattern, like a Morse code, to and sends that to the LED, that's the light emitting diode, I think, and the light emitting diode is producing infrared light. That's invisible to the human eye, and transmit that to the TV.
However, there's also a visible diode that's blinking red if you look in it. And that's another diode, I believe, because infrared is not visible. So that's two different
so
things.
So
but
we also have to have a LED.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure if it's the
yeah,
same thing.
I think
just to indicate that it's
yeah, that's active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So or just a green one, because it's, if you use it, it's green or red, it's green.
Yeah.
I think it indicates that it's active. It's not.
Yeah, when
yeah,
you press it,
so
it's just the
so red shows it like something's wrong, and green's like it's okay. There's no
yeah, I don't know. Almost remote controls is red.
Yeah, okay, we'll make it.
So
maybe, well, you don't have to make it red. Maybe integrate it into the design as well.
Yeah, if the whole remote control becomes green, if you press the button, that's cool.
Well, maybe it's
I think the batteries will be
oh yeah,
a little
we'll recharge.
Yeah, okay.
If
right.
We can still make that.
It doesn't have to be red, it's just to indicate something.
Yeah, that it's working. That's not,
yeah,
not the batteries are low.
It's not very important.
Green or
so.
Yeah,
yeah,
just to indicate it's working.
So
and the receptor in the TV senses the pattern. So we have to understand what patterns are used to, you know, to make it universal so that it can be used with all the TVs. We have to really understand what patterns are used. So we can, otherwise it won't work.
So we have to make buttons for that as well? To make
no, the chip is producing the pattern. So we have to make a chip that produces patterns to,
okay,
you know. To
an automatic search function for each television.
Yeah,
so
or I don't know how it exactly how it works. It wasn't explained there.
Well, I use a universal remote control, and beforehand you have a list of all the TVs you have, etc. And you have to put in a number,
yeah,
so it works on your TV.
Okay.
Oh, I have a modern one. And the modern one, you type search, and the LED began to blink. And after a short time, the television turns off. And then you know, oh, it's the right one. And you can stop it, and then it's
okay. Yeah, okay.
So you don't have to search for your television or your code.
Okay.
It searches the pattern for itself.
Okay, yeah.
We just
so we have to make a bit more intelligent chip than the standard one,
yes,
because
yeah,
you have to. Yeah.
Well, can you just say it again? Because I was just looking.
Okay.
Just short.
Well, you have this chip that's when the circuit is closed, produces the pattern. But basically, for brands of TV, these patterns are different. So, like when you press a one on one TV, it will go to one, and on the other TV, it won't work. Basically. So basically what you have to do is get these patterns right.
Yeah.
And that can be done by just changing this pattern all the time. And what he's doing when he's configuring this pattern, this chip, is trying to switch off the television. And when it's switched off, you can push a button. It's working now, so and then he saves that setting,
okay,
and then it's working.
Yeah, it's right.
Okay. Well, the components. Yeah, this is a bit technical, and I was a little short on time, but I think I understand it. The energy source is the battery, basically.
Yeah.
That's connecting to all the components because it has to be fed with energy. Okay, the subcomponent is, I think it is the button pressed. So basically when you press a button, a switch gets closed, and that's connecting to a chip, so the chip knows what button you pressed. And the chip sends out the pattern to the infrared bulb. I didn't put the description by this one. This is a normal bulb, so the normal flashing light.
Okay, so that's a LED.
Yeah, Yeah, and this is a LED too, but this one is producing infrared light,
Yeah.
it's invisible, and this one is producing normal light.
So we can make the normal one also a normal light, not LED light, it's a normal light.
Yeah.
Flash up your
If you use the buttons, both of them work, but the one you can't see and the one indicates that you use a button.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you press a button and it doesn't work, you can basically, if the battery is low, it won't work.
Yeah.
So you have to indicate that it's.
Maybe you have to put a small light around the button you push, so you see green if you push that button.
I think
Good
it's unnecessary
idea.
Power to use that.
Maybe if you do that, you
yeah.
know that you're sending a signal.
Okay.
And it's you
but
also
have
know
to be
which button.
On the wall remote control, it has to be that.
Yeah, that's fine. But does it make any difference for the energy we use? It's
no,
still
I don't think
that.
So, but it will look different. And I think we need to find something else.
It looks different.
Yeah. Because otherwise we will just make another standard and our motto also is...
So that's beneath the buttons.
Yeah, or around the buttons. Or in the buttons even.
Yeah, but... Like when you push it,
yeah, then you
yeah,
won't see it.
You have your finger over the button, so you can see.
It must be around you. Then.
Yeah, or maybe on top of the green
yeah,
light
yeah,
flashing.
Yeah, not here. It's
yeah,
here.
There, yeah.
The same as a telephone, a mobile phone. Or
yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah. The mobile phone in the dark.
Lights up. Everything lights up. That's
everything
a
lights up.
Yeah.
Why ain't that on a remote control?
It only takes.
Yeah, mobile phone, the phone can do it.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea for old people, huh?
Yeah, when you're in the dark, you can't see the universe.
It's only a few LEDs, only four or something. Four LEDs.
No, I don't know, but if we use a battery station, which I think we will use.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we will have enough power.
Everything is good, everyone agrees with that one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll also on the home station a button to call remote control.
Okay.
So you have to make a sound device in it.
Yeah, there must be sound in it.
Maybe it's that's a little too hard to make, especially for that kind of money.
Ah, 25 euros, I think.
Now the production cost is 12.5.
12.5. But we only have to make it for television.
Yeah,
I think
you must have something special.
You also have remote controls with a lot of options, but we lose about 90% of those options. So I think you can.
We have to give our customers some extras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we will save money with that.
Okay, you're almost finished. Or?
Yeah, the personal preference. I didn't fill it out because
okay.
I was short on time, but. Basically, what we could do too is have a Bluetooth integration.
Yeah, I just want to talk to us about some more, so maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, this. Oh, sorry. What's that? So, oh sorry, we have some new project requirements. Let's have a look with the other.
Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet, so a teletext option. Maybe we have to skip that one. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I think a lot of people use
yeah,
teletext.
Yeah, it's on your it's on your television. It's only one button, so
yeah.
You definitely should use it. Yeah, just what I told you, the remote control should only be used for television, so that's maybe not. And the 40 plus people, what I told you. Oh no, sorry, oh, this is a problem. Sorry. The new product should reach a new market with customers are the enormous 40. So it should be flashing.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Yes.
So, did you make some decision about that?
Yeah, then we have to make some nice features. I think the something in the dark is a good way to make
It's
more like Mother Throne, more modern.
Yeah.
That's important, I think.
LCD doesn't work for 12.5 GB.
Yeah, but I don't think it's very usable in Logic Pro, especially when you only have TV function.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think you'll use it often because you can see on the television
watching Channel 1. Okay.
I think that's not usable. So, but yeah, what other features can we put in?
Yeah, I think you have to make it a bit flashy and popular, and then usability is not that required because, like in the mobile phones, usability is not that good.
Some of you have something to read about. Speech recognition, and I just said one, and the television turns on one. Is that reachable?
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
And
that's fancy. That's cool.
It's
12.
Yeah.
Only the numbers. Only numbers. Furthermore, nothing. But only the numbers. 1 to 20 or something. That should be cool.
Yeah. Then we have to integrate that as well. If it's possible.
If it's possible,
I don't think it's very expensive. Actually.
Yeah.
You only have a microphone.
Yeah.
I didn't have the information.
It has to work. Does it have to work only in English or in Dutch too?
Maybe.
It's probably.
And
only in English. Only in English.
I don't know how it works in Dutch.
Yeah,
it
doesn't
lie in the center room and you can hear screen from wherever.
We have to think about that. But do we do it?
Is it very usable? That's what I'm looking at.
And then do you have to speak in like in
yeah.
that thing or?
Maybe it's too hard to realize that. We have short time to put it on the market. So we have to do a lot of testing before we can do that. We can make the remote flashing.
Indeed, and the languages are difficult then.
I don't think it's useful enough to take effort to design something with speech recognition.
And also, if you have a good speech recognition, you can just throw
if someone says, give me one Coke, and the TV turns on to one.
That's the right thing. TV channel one. Not just one.
That becomes because that's very hard for speech recognition.
I don't think it's just dangerous or not.
So we have to make some decisions. So we have to know what we're going to put on. Do we make a light under the numbers and everything?
If you
press something, it lights up for a few seconds, so you can see what the red buttons are. Okay?
Yeah. That's
good. And what else do we have to do?
Also the one in the dark. So lights up when it's dark.
Yeah, but I thought
it doesn't work all the time.
Yes, that's why.
It doesn't work only when you use it. So
you can switch it on or something.
No, if you use one button,
yeah.
It must turn
on
for 20
seconds.
Yeah, that's
right. That's
okay.
It's the same as the telephone.
Yeah, alright. Yeah.
And do we use what's it called? Like an iMac that you can look through it? Or just.
An option. Like we discussed, like iPad, different colors, or maybe use even different fonts, like phones.
Of course, okay, so just make it.
Yeah,
cool.
As an option.
So the buttons we have, we put in the simple buttons on top, probably the more the complicated buttons.
We don't really have any.
Yeah, maybe you have the teletext. Press a green or red button to the next one.
I think buttons are very easy. You have standard buttons for yourself.
But maybe you can put the options of teletext on the second level because you almost never use it.
Teletext options are only four buttons or something.
Yeah, but younger people, I think, more often use the internet than elder people.
Yeah,
I use teletext every day.
keep it one level, then.
Yeah, one level. And I think because we don't have that many buttons, I think the design is not important. You can integrate the buttons in the design very much. Because there are simple buttons, if you put one above it, it's clear.
Going to have a lunch break.
How long is lunch break?
So yeah, you know what you have to do. This is it. You get your meal.